This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But right now, we're going to talk to the commish, Marion County's Carl Zalek. Good morning, Carl. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on, buddy. It's a beautiful Thursday morning in Marion County.
It sure is. And a good story about 4 dogs getting rescued safely by Marion County Fire Rescue. And that's a good story.
Yeah, it's a great story. So our Engine 30 arrived. Those guys, Bellevue Station, Creek Station, Villages, all worked together. The firefighters got to the house, and it was engulfed in some flames. They launched their rapid interior attack using the hose lines and these pretty neat thermal cameras that we got over the last few years. They were able to find the dogs and brought them outside. And even though the roof collapsed, they were able to have the fire under control within 30 minutes. So a really great job by our team. And of course, saving those incredible dogs was pretty cool too.
Well, those dogs were a lot more fortunate than the dogs that were raised by Matthew Keel. For people who don't remember, back in January of 24, Marion County Animal Services found 53 dogs living in absolutely horrendous conditions, and then they found a bunch of them, deceased ones, in the freezer. And he was given a sentence, et cetera, but apparently this happened a while ago, but what the most recent news is, this guy, Matthew Keel, was recently found dead, right?
Yeah, the state attorney's office offered Keel a 43-month sentence with 2 years house arrest and 2 years probation. However, when he missed his court appearance, they went and they investigated his home, and they found Keel dead in his home about a week later.
Yeah, it's hard to feel really bad for him knowing what he did to those innocent animals. That was awful. Hey,
yeah, it really was.
Let me throw you a curveball on this. We didn't, I don't know how much information you have, but I was talking to another commish, the Florida Ag Commissioner, Wilton Simpson, and he made mention of the possibility of like a paramutual racetrack being built in Ocala and or like Marion County. And were you aware of that? Is there talk of that? What are the plans?
Yeah, so we don't have any official plans. This is part of the negotiation possibilities with Gulfstream. So Gulfstream down in Tampa, of course, is looking to sell its
that
property.
Gulfstream is in South Florida. Tampa Bay Downs is
other one. Yes, Tampa Bay Downs is in Tampa. I apologize. It is in conjunction with Gulfstream as they want to sell their property, and I think it's under the Stronach family, some of those issues going on there. And as they work through that process, and they would have to probably give up their paramutual license, one of the negotiations from the Thoroughbred Association and the folks up here are like, hey, we can't lose this kind of racing in Florida. What would that look like? What are the possibilities of at least giving a license or letting those races happen at either OBS or another facility being built? And there, of course, are some folks that would be interested in that. And so it's a great discussion, and we're trying to make sure that we save, of course, as the horse capital of the world, the thoroughbred industry, and make racing a part of Marion County would be an exceptional opportunity for us.
Well, the Stradic woman already got her sweetheart deal. I think she has her gambling deal or whatever, and that's why she wants to decouple, mm-hmm. because she doesn't want to give 10% of the stuff to the purse for the live horse racing.
Yeah, and also, interesting enough, I think if I understood right when I was up in Tallahassee last week talking to some of these senators and folks, Gulfstream also has the simulcast license. And so all those simulcasts are running through Gulfstream, and they're getting a percentage of that as well. And so that is something that they're dealing with. And so I don't know if anything is truly going to happen this session, Bob. I think what they're going to do is try to piecemeal a deal, of some sort this session, and then really dive in and bring some stuff back so that we can make sure the thoroughbred industry is not left out there dangling or you know what I mean, without a second thought.
Hey, April is Child Abuse Awareness Month in Marion County. What does that mean on the ground, so to speak?
Yeah, it's one of those things that we're really just trying to push a lot of emphasis to. There are so many folks that are facing these challenges, and you know, we had Kimberly Center at our meeting just the other day, and they're joining forces with DCF Kids Central, of course, Marion County Sheriff's Office, and the public schools to raise awareness. And we're trying to equip communities with tools to prevent abuse in their families and making sure that every child has the opportunity. Those tools continue to be important. As we are raising families, we call Marion County a place where we believe in families. And so we're trying to take action to support the important cause and make Marion County a place where children are protected, supported, and empowered. We do that through the ROC and through some other resources that we continue to work with the school board to do, and making sure that children know that they have a safe place if they end up having a problem.
And kind of related to that, April is also Sexual Assault Awareness Month. What do you want to try to convey to folks about that?
So we really want to raise the voice and take action to work towards the future of sexual violence, to make sure that it's eradicated in our communities. Unfortunately, Marion County and some of North Central Florida is a place where we see higher numbers of sexual assault and also domestic violence. And throughout the month, local organizations, including the Assault Center, law enforcement, and health organizations, provide education and resources. That's another great thing that's coming out of the resource officers that are put in schools, not only for children, but also to make sure that we see earlier signs of sexual assault. And these initiatives aim to empower individuals, to work through that. There's also some great resources for folks that if something has happened to you in the past, there are still significant resources available through these nonprofits like CASA and the sexual violence line that we have available.
Well, it's all great information, and we hope we can make strides toward knocking that out. National Day of Prayer is coming up Thursday, May the 1st. What are you doing in Marion County?
Yeah, so we have an observation that Thursday, May 1st at 8 a.m., please come to our Veterans Park. It's a special morning. Local pastors, fathers, priests, rabbis, we have a wide range of denominations and traditions. And then we have a proclamation to talk about the faith in our community, encouraging people to share and to pray, especially in times of need like we are in today. I think more and more people need prayer. I certainly know I do. And my faith helps guide me through each step, and I hope to see people there, and we can pray together and have an incredible morning of faith. And I think, recentering that sometimes outside of the political world, Bob, really helps us to, kind of refocus, and that's a moment of refocus for me.
Yeah, no, and I think it's appreciated by many, for sure. And we appreciate you coming on the air and keeping things thriving and so busy, so much going on constantly in Marion County. We always appreciate you letting us know some of the things that are happening that we don't always hear about. And you have yourself an awesome Easter weekend.
Yes. Happy Resurrection Day to you too, Bob. Thank you so much, brother. Have a great day.
All right.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.